When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Food and Loathing, the only podcast you need if you want to keep up to date on dining in Las Vegas. I mean, we encourage you to listen to all the others.
Of course.
The more voices, the better you'll eat, I suppose. But if you only have time for one, rest assured, we've got you covered right here. And the we to which I'm referring is not the royal we, although I did once work with someone who spoke and wrote that way. The we at Food and Loathing is a trio of compatriots scattered throughout these fine United States. My name is Al Mancini, and I'm a 20-plus year veteran Las Vegas food writer and the creator of the Neon Feast Dining Guide. Download the app if you haven't already. My co-host, Samantha Gemini Stevens, is the creator of the Wishbone and Vine Dining Blog and the editor-in-chief of the brand-new Las Vegas dining news blog, neonnews.vegas. And our engineer working behind the scenes today out of Chicago is Mr. Rich Johnson. Gemini, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. The weather is nice. I'm home. Life is good.
Yeah, life is beautiful, as they say. Hey, we have a great show for everybody today. Later, we'll have an extended interview with local restaurateur Louis DeSantos. He'll be sharing more details on the two new projects he's bringing to Chinatown, Gyu Plus and Suzuya Cafe. And we also have an extended interview with Bizarre Meats' Frank Medina, discussing a new, more affordable way to explore one of Las Vegas' top restaurants. In the news, we'll talk brunch, among other topics, by telling you what Las Vegas was named Yelp's top brunch spot in the entire nation. And then chatting with Nicole Brisson about a one-off Mother's Day brunch she's planning at Brezza in Resorts World.
Yum.
But first we get personal. We share some stories on where we've been eating. I had a very tasty road trip with a lot of Las Vegas connections. I'll tell you about that shortly. But I've been talking a lot to start this show, so fuck that. It only seems fair that I let Gemini take the lead for a while. My friend, what deliciousness have you been putting in your mouth?
Well, I was also traveling this weekend. Mine was a little bit more brief than yours. I left on Friday morning, came home Sunday morning. But that means I had some time to get some stuff in there since we last talked. So in no particular order, on Sunday night, when soon as we landed, we went straight to the restaurant. We went to 00 and Pie and Pub. I know we talk about them a lot. Mm-hmm. Brian Howard was doing a pop-up there, and he was doing a pizza with uni and smoked salmon and some beautiful flavors there. He had another pizza that had some cured meats and some other beautiful things, and he had this mortadella salad, which was super simple and super delicious. Had dressed greens, a huge piece of thinly sliced mortadella on top. There was a couple of cocktails you could enjoy. One I had was the charred pineapple Negroni. Super tasty and refreshing because it was hot out there when we landed. They also had, of course, the Cockfight Pilsner that is famous from Half Bird Chicken and Beer, his other set of restaurants. Also really delicious. So just had a really good time. And they also had, partnered with Brian, was Matthew F&D is doing creme. I don't know if you've seen this around town yet, but he's doing creme brulee in individual containers. And so he did an ube one for the dinner on Sunday night. And so I'm super excited because I'm going to be talking to him sometime over the next week or so, and we'll get him up on the show.
Very
so
cool.
We can talk about that. You can order them on Instagram. So we're going to get a little bit more of that story going over the next few days.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
That's a great pop-up series. I mean, if you're serious, here in Las Vegas, I'd say we've always had great pop-ups. We have a lot of them. Secret Burger is a great resource for that. All sorts of things. But honestly, keep your eye on what Double Zero Pie and Pub is doing. You know, Michael Vaknin has been a favorite of the local scene for a very long time. People love his newest restaurant, Double Zero, in Chinatown, and the chefs are really lining up to do pop-ups there. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's been announced, whatever. I was talking to Nicole Brisson, and I'll have a little bit of the conversation later today. I will not play you what she said about Double Zero. I'll wait till I get some more facts, but I know she's planning to do a pop-up over there at some point.
That would be a fun partnership. Up.
And yeah, just a lot of really great people have been doing them. So that's a good spot to just keep your eyes on. It's a great restaurant to begin with, but it is turning into like the pop-up spot.
Yeah. So speaking of Secret Burger, the tickets were through that platform. So, you know, keep your eyes on that. They're always popping stuff up there. You know, if you haven't had it before, when you do go to Double Zero, if you're there for a pop-up, you can also order other things. Get the carpaccio.
Yeah, I had that a few weeks ago. I was talking about that on this show.
Yeah, it's definitely in my top two or three.
And I saw John Arena posted about that this week as well from Metro Pizza. Everybody's loving that carpaccio.
It's so good. Oh, that kushu yozo yuzu. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, tell people about it because there's those breadcrumbs.
Yeah, so they're like seaweed breadcrumbs and this kosho yuzu, now I can say it properly, which is you know, Japanese flavors like pepper and very, you know, yuzu is citrus.
It's kind of a spice mixture that relies heavily on the yuzu citrus fruit as its base, but it's kind of a well-known spice mixture within a lot of Japanese cooking, I believe.
And there's like crispy garlic and beautiful greens, and it's not overly dressed. It's perfectly sort of dotted around, so each bite you get of that beef is just perfect. So,
really fucking good.
I need one of those.
You should definitely get that.
I also want to, you know, I talk about this one. It is not a secret that I have not been a huge fan of Makers and Finders. Mm-hmm. I just haven't. And everybody has their favorites, and I get it, and I've not knocked them. I've said very clearly.
Not wishing ill on them or anything.
No, not at all. It's just it just hasn't been, it just hasn't grabbed me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I wish I could explain more about why, but I've eaten there plenty of times. And I thought this week, I hadn't been there in a really long time. I wanted something different to talk about. I realized I've been talking about kind of the same thing lately. So mea culpa. I loved it.
All right.
We had breakfast and we had the chilaquiles with a couple of the different sauces. I think it comes with the verde sauce.
Which location were you at?
The downtown Summerlin.
Okay, cool.
And so poached eggs were done perfectly, just a little custardy on the inside and then runny when you cut right through the middle. The chips were really crunchy. The sauces are gorgeous. We ordered extra sauces just to taste because they have so many different things available. Mm-hmm. And then we also had the empanada sampler. And if you've not had their empanadas, get them.
That's really their signature dish.
It was
for a coffee shop.
Yeah.
That if they were to talk about what their signature dish would be, I think they would agree that the empanadas would be it, right?
Yeah. And I think it's from when I started eating there to now, it's a huge change in the menu, much broader menu, still keeping with those Latin flavors because that's their vibe, that's their background. But we had short rib, chicken tinga, spicy mushroom, queso, and garlic shrimp. We had all these beautiful sauces. They send everything out with a little extra queso fresco or I can't think of it, cotija cheese. Really beautiful, crispy, but still light. The flavor, they were packed little empanadas. The flavors were nice and bright. Everything kind of sang on its own, but also together as like dishes. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. So thank you, Makers and Finders. Made my breakfast morning yesterday. It
awesome.
Was fantastic. Also, was craving a little Indian food. I've tried a bunch of stuff around the valley. I don't, when I have a craving, especially if it's later in the evening, I'm not really going to probably drive across town unless I've made previous plans. Mm-hmm. So I just went down Durango from where we live, you know, our general area, and went to the Mint India Bistro on Durango.
Good restaurant.
I have not been there in a while. I've loved them since they were on Flamingo. There was a, as they started like closing things up and sort of focusing on the one location, or at least highlighting the Durango location, there were some missteps at the Flamingo. But this one has been solid ever since. And I'm so glad that I went over there. I got
I want to say, I need to start returning back there because I had been, I don't eat Indian a lot, but I had been going to a Mantra Masala, which is also very close in the same general neighborhood. And they've, of course, people may not know, they have closed, right?
Yeah.
So that was my go-to. So I've got to get Mint back into my repertoire
And I'd been missing it. Yeah, it was so good. And I went really basic. Like my favorites are Chana Masala, which is the chickpea kind of stewed down. I love that with a good mango chutney. They have that. And then I love the Saag Paneer. Give me that fresh Indian cheese, all of those veggies stewed down. Perfect bites, perfectly sauced, flavorful, seasoned. Like I wouldn't add or subtract a damn thing. Like I really had some great food this weekend. So I'm super happy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, how about you?
Good. So as I mentioned earlier, I've been on the road much of the last week. We're actually, I guess it's been... It's been like 6 days since we recorded.
Yeah, it's been a while. Four and a half of the 6 days you've been gone.
So I've been out a lot. Before I hit the highways, I attended a press dinner Thursday night at Hasselan in the Palazzo. Now, I have spoken about this place before and always pointing out that speaking personally, I am very split on Hasselan.
Yeah.
I think the Israeli-influenced menu is one of the most exciting in Las Vegas. Very ingredient-driven, playful, fresh, very much vegetable and seafood forward without becoming preachy about it.
Yep.
There's definitely meat on the menu if you want to have red meats and things like that. You know, they're definitely there, but you feel like you're eating lighter when you eat here. But... Now, speaking only for Al Mancini at the age of 56, because it's very important I say that.
Here we go back to the third person, right?
Non-hard drinking Al Mancini at the age of 56. I hate the fucking atmosphere, okay? It's like, no, and with that said, this isn't a bad thing what I'm about to say, but it's like being at a Tel Aviv wedding with staff and customers dancing on the tables, conga lines going through the dining room, people waving napkins over their heads, screaming to be heard over the DJ. Generally, everybody having a great fucking time. And if you are looking for a place to party with a bunch of strangers as if they're your best friends, you're going to have a fucking blast.
I was
going to
say, that sounds like perfect for somebody like that.
Yeah, lots of people are going to love this shit. I'm not, first of all, I just don't get drunk when I go out. So like that festivity is just no longer as much fun as it used to be to me. I don't enjoy, you know, I don't know, I'm getting grumpier. I'm turning into a grumpier old man. That's my problem. You know, not my scene. I was seated with some great people. Jillian Lopez, Perez Hilton, Dana Roselli, Claudine Grant, Emmy and Todd Kasten. Nice. I mean, these are all people that I love and I love talking to them, right? I couldn't hear a word from fucking any of them all night. I may very well have been... I mean, look, I was leaning into people.
Sure.
I'm like, what are you saying? I'm screaming in people's ears. I may very well have agreed to wear a puffy shirt on the Today Show for all I could hear some of those conversations. Seinfeld reference, for those of you who don't get it. And I mean, seriously, I'm a guy who spent my formative years in loud rock clubs, stood on stage during Megadeth's set at Woodstock 99, for fuck's sake. This just isn't what I'm into right now at this point in my life. That's my problem. It's very definitely not a problem with Hasselan. It just frustrates me because I love the food here so much.
Yeah.
And my advice for any other party poopers like me would be to go early before the DJ really gets
going. I was
going to
ask you about that. Is that still sort of the split?
I mean, I don't know, because this was all a press thing.
Yeah.
And they wanted it to be a blast. They wanted people to have fun, and lots of people were having fun, man. And I'm not trying to piss on anybody else's
parade.
No,
not at all.
It was an incredibly great
time. I'm sorry
I
missed it, because I would like to see the spectacle, but I admit that I'm with you, that if I have to like scream at somebody sitting next to me to be able to have a conversation, I'm probably going to enjoy the food based on what you've talked about, but I'm not really going to have a great time.
Yeah. So, you know, I would still recommend those of you who sound like party poopers like us, go early. If this sounds fun, man, go anytime. You are going to have a blast. Hasselan is just it is a great restaurant. And look, You know, and I'm not going to tell you who told me what about who liked it and who didn't like it, but I will tell you that one thing a few of us say who are not up for the vibe is that, you know, you always go right across the hallway to Miznan out there and get some of the same dishes in a much more casual setting, quietly at a grab-and-go type of setup. So, you know, he's a great chef, and those are great restaurants, and I'm just old, man. No. It fucking happens.
Personal preferences, dude.
Y'all
get
don't
it.
Think you're going to get old, but if you don't, it means you're going to get dead, so deal with it.
I'll take the old.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm going to live with being old, man. Friday, we hit the road, and when I got to San Diego, I was pleasantly surprised to learn that my hotel's only restaurant was a toasted gastro brunch.
Oh, from Sammy and those guys.
Yeah, Sam Medici, Las Vegan, who runs toasted locations here in Las Vegas, as well as Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizzas. And I have some news, actually, on his Vegas restaurant.
Oh, I'm excited.
That's coming up in the news.
Okay.
For now, I'll just tell you that the San Diego team was great. My meals there were good to great, or very good to great, I would say, all of them. They turned on the VGK game one night.
Yeah.
So Stu and I could watch it with Mike Miner and his wife, Nat.
Oh, lovely.
So we had a blast. Also, I saw Mike Miner, so that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Mike Miner from Border Grill, who went out there. He was at the Marine Room for a little while.
Yep.
And then he now he is at Margaritaville Hotel.
Yeah.
And he's in an executive position there, doing some great things there. We had a blast with them. We had so much fun hanging out at Friday night at Toasted that we decided to hang out all day the next day, or a nice chunk of the next day, down in Ocean Beach. The four of us visited one of my all-time favorite fish taco spots, South Beach Bar and Grill. We also caught some punk rock on a Sunday afternoon, but, you know, won't bore you with all that. On my way home, Sue and I took a detour to try Truly Pizza in Dana Point, California. And we were joined by Andy Harris of the SoCal Restaurant Show on KLAA Angels Radio. Andy, I love, we're good friends.
Yep.
I love to see him when I'm in Southern California. I love to see him when he's in Vegas. As you may or may not know, sorry, let me get a drink of water here. Hold on, I'm pumped for these
people. Right. We'll put up some lines on the screen for you.
As you may or may not know, Truly Pizza is a collaboration between three of Las Vegas's top pizzaioli.
Yep.
It's Michael Vaknin of Double Zero Pie and Pub.
There you go.
Who we were just talking about, and also Pop-Up Pizza at the Plaza.
Yep.
And then it's John Arena and Chris Decker of Metro Pizza. Chris is out there full time now. Michael goes out on weekends. John splits his time whenever, you know, he is the Yoda of pizza. He shows up when it is necessary to be there. The space is beautiful. Two stories of indoor-outdoor seating, two blocks from the beach. Before I share my thoughts on the place, I wanted to share this conversation I had with Chris Decker up on their second story patio. We begin with me asking him how the project came about.
So Donna Baldwin, our principal owner, her and her husband, Steve. Steve is in real estate development, and Donna, of course, worked for Steve Wynn back in the day. But even before that, when she was in high school, worked for John at New York Pizza, before it was Metro Pizza. They just continued a friendship all of these years and wanted to have a pizza restaurant in their hometown, something that reminded her of like Metro Pizza and how important that was to her childhood and growing up in Las Vegas. She wanted to bring that here to Dana Point. So with her vision in this beautiful restaurant, we started working on that menu, and we're just trying to match the food to this beautiful building. And that whole relationship started with Donna and John.
So this place is only like maybe a block or so away from the water. It's a beautiful two-story space, all indoor, outdoor. And it is, you know, I didn't even look at a menu, so you tell me, it's pure pizza, right? I mean, of course, there are some apps, some salads, things like that. But this is a pizzeria first, but a sit-down pizza place, not a slice shop, right?
Correct. We originally, it was going to be like a slice operation. That was kind of like, in theory, what they wanted to start with. And then once we started giving them some taste of what we could do with the food wise, they're like, okay, let's maybe work on some whole pizzas and stuff like that. So we do 12-inch pizzas, both round and square, both 12x12, and or 12-inch, sorry, and two different styles of dough. Really interesting crumb structure, as you got to see with the square. We put a lot of heart and soul in there, but yeah, like you said, it's pizza focused. We know we have to have a couple extra things on there. We have some great salads, which we sent to you. Hopefully you enjoyed those. And then we have some great chicken wings that we use Mike's harissa on, the Hamsa brand harissa, and you know, meat and cheese platters, french fries, all that fun stuff, and soft serve, the most important thing, a sweet ending.
So how has Dana Point embraced Las Vegas style pizza?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily Las Vegas-style pizza, but we're Las Vegas pizza makers for sure. We tell everyone, I think the easiest way to describe what we're doing is American artisan. Everyone asks us, like, what kind of style pizza it is, and, you know, it's totally different than anything that I've had, and that's what we tried to do here, was give people something different, not your everyday pizza. Some people are really into it, and some people are like, it's not their thing, and that's okay. You know, I tell people all the time, we're not going to be for everyone. That's why there's Pepsi and Coke. Some people like Pepsi, some people like Coke, you know, and all I know is that we're putting out a really good product, and I'll stand behind anything that we put out, and we're just doing the best job that we can. It's been welcomed with open arms from the community. There's a lot of old school people that live here and that have been here for years and years and years. Donna's husband, Steve, has lived here for over 40 years. So you can see it's kind of a sleepy town now. So I can imagine 40 years ago what it must have been like. But we're definitely making some noise down here and getting some eyes on us. And we're just trying to give them a really beautiful product to match this beautiful city that we're so lucky to be in.
I know you were just out at a pizza festival in Los Angeles this past weekend, so I guess that's my curiosity. You know, I'm an East Coast guy originally. I get very possessive about New York-style pizza and things like that. But I never considered California to have a really, really, or at least Southern California to have a really, really thriving pizza scene. Knowing that you're out here and your partners are out here, that certainly gives me a hint that things may be a lot better in Southern California than I have given them credit for. And then I see you at Steve Dolinsky's event over the weekend. So what's the vibe like? Have I underestimated the quality of the Southern California pizza scene?
For sure. This state, you know, take the politics and government out of it, but everyone is complaining about all of those things. But when you get down to what the state produces, food-wise, is amazing. And we try to capture all of that here with California tomatoes. And this produce down here is amazing. And second to none, one thing that it's really funny, kind of off subject, but it's kind of like Italy in a way, where they save all the good products in Italy for the Italians and they ship us all the stuff. If you get an avocado here that was grown in California, it tastes way different than you get an avocado in Las Vegas that was grown in California. I think some of the best stuff still stays here, and we're really lucky to get this produce here and be surrounded by, you know, this beautiful weather. But there is an amazing pizza scene in Los Angeles, and we got to see that firsthand. Luckily, Steve invited us for the second year for the Pizza Fest, and I think us and Tribute Pizza in San Diego were the only two that weren't in, like, in LA proper. So that's really exciting that he invited us to do that. And just to see what everyone was doing and the love that they have and what they're putting into their pizza there, they're serious. You know, there's a lot of really great guys. Justin at Apollonia's is amazing. He gets national recognition. You know, there's some really, really beautiful stuff out there. And we got to see it firsthand. And I wouldn't say it's as welcoming as that community in Las Vegas is with chefs with open arms. That's one thing that I can tell you isn't happening yet. But there are a few that are willing to talk, and, you know, it's probably more competitive here than in Vegas. We're trying to bring that mentality that we had there, that were, in John's words, that we're colleagues, not competitors. There's enough for everyone. You'll see here, Al, there's a pizzeria half a block from us. They're right down the street, and they opened after us. You know, they'll be fine. I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about us. They'll have their customers. We'll have ours. It's a completely different thing. We're friendly with them. And then there's another one down the street that was here before all of us that the locals really love. And, you know, we're, people will like us and people will like them. And we'll just keep pushing to be the best that we can be. That's all I can worry about is what we're doing, not what everyone else is doing.
So when are we going to see you back in Vegas next?
Very, very, very soon. Off microphone I could talk to you about some stuff that we got going on. But we have some really, really, really interesting stuff happening for us. I can tell you it's been a great weekend.
So as for what I thought about this, they're doing, you know, I'll tell you about the pizza itself. They're doing, as Chris said, what they call American artisanal pizzas. They're available round or square varieties. Each is made with a different dough. The crusts are light. They're airy. They're gorgeous when you tear into them. I mean, Sue was saying, like, you know, I sometimes point out to her that if you cut a good croissant, that honeycomb that's supposed to be in it. And she was like, oh, man, this isn't a honeycomb, but it's what you talk about, right? It's just this beautiful compartmentalized dough that makes it so light and airy, just gorgeous to look at, gorgeous to eat. I would say, where was I here? I would say it's probably a little reminiscent of, I don't know. Have you been out there? I mean, I don't
We went out in January and had shitty weather, and it was like a 3-hour round trip from LA to Dana Point, but it was totally worth it.
So, yeah, I would say I wouldn't try to compare it to other styles of pizza. I mean, I think I would do it, you know, in injustice if I were to do that. Maybe you want to compare it to something a little closer to a Neapolitan pizza, but then again, in a lot of ways, it's very similar to the Sicilian from Metro, which is it looks heavy as fuck,
but it's
and then
not.
It's light as a feather when you pick it up. The ingredients are the best that California has to offer, and we know California has some great ingredients. Chris sent out four varieties for us of this pizza: a basic cheese round pie, an umami mushroom round pie, which came with creamy onion and garlic sauce, smoked mozzarella, marinated roasted shrooms, toasted sesame seeds, and bonito flakes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Fucking amazing. Even warmed up. Sweet and spicy square pizzas made with red sauce, fresh mozzarella, soppressata, stracciatelle, Mike's Hot Honey, fresh basil. And then there's an off-the-menu garlic confit pie there.
Yes.
That he only sends out to friends, I think. And that was amazing as well. They also, by the way, first of all, I had four fucking pizzas. So when they say, do you want dessert? Like, the answer is no.
Right?
I do not want dessert. But you got to try it. You got to try it. He loves the soft serve they have. Apparently, doing soft serve is a big deal in California. I mean, they have dairy board inspectors
that
come in to inspect the soft serve machine. Separate people than the health department, right? Because they take this shit so seriously, the California dairy. Whatever the deal is, it was well worth it. They gave us, I mean, this is some of the best soft serve I ever had, but made even better by the fact that the way he served it to me was in a small glass with a drizzle of really, really good olive oil and some sea salt. And holy shit, something so simple, a childhood dish elevated to, you know, world-class levels, excuse me. I'm really glad we made the detour. If you are in Southern California with some time to kill, or even you can find some time, you should do the same. Better yet, just make a trip out there just for that. It's kind of worth it. I can't help but think of this place in terms of the traditional Michelin star criteria, which is based on how much of a driving detour you're willing to take right, to visit a place. I'm just saying, Michelin people, you're doing California. If that's your criteria, these guys deserve a star. Just not that anybody asked me at Michelin, but I am just saying.
You know, I love all of that. I did miss the dessert when we were there, partly because the server didn't get the note from Chris, which is totally fine because we were so full. I literally couldn't eat another bite. So I'm really happy that you got to have it, because when he described it to me later when I was saying goodbye, I almost went back up and sat down.
Well, it's really, really fucking good, man.
Coming up in the news, brunches, best of lists, and Cinco de Mayo's this weekend. But first, extended interviews with Luis De Santos and Frank Medina. This is Food and Loathing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Would you like a free dinner for two at Joël Robuchon, the only Las Vegas restaurant ever awarded three Michelin stars? That's the grand prize in Neon Feast's photo upload sweepstakes. To enter, just go to the Neon Feast app or website and find the link to the photo upload sweepstakes page right up at the top with that picture of the Robuchon dining room. Check out the approximately 90 restaurants and bars that are listed on that page. These are the only restaurants and bars participating in the contest because they're the only ones that have activated the photo galleries on their Neon Feast listings. So find one you like, pay them a visit, snap a photo of some food, a beverage, or just you standing outside in front of their sign, and use the app or website to upload it to their gallery. Limit one entry per email address per day, one for a particular restaurant or bar per month. Find complete rules and details on no purchase mail-in entries at neonfeast.com/contest. At As I mentioned last week, I connected with restaurateur Luis DeSantos at the UNLV Sake Fever event, and he told me about his plans to bring both his Gyu Plus sandwich shop and a cafe by the Suzuya Patisserie team to the Spring Mountain Road complex that is home to the Golden Tiki, Mas Por Favor, Partage, you know the place. Anyway, Luis took me on a tour of the construction, and he spoke to me about the businesses.
When you open up a project, it's just that long course of planning, and then when you open, hopefully we continue to create, because it's really the fun part is the experience that we provide to our customers.
So for people who may not remember, I think the last we saw you was at Kayara, I think. And prior to that, you and Kai Vu with that very short-lived wine bar that I'm forgetting the name of, Mordeo, which was, God, such an amazing restaurant. And, you know, a lot of things have happened since then. And then you opened Gyu, which was a sandwich-style pop-up that you were kind of doing and ghost kitchen-y type setup. Explain what Gyu is, what Gyu was.
So, Gyu simply means beef in Japanese. So, you've heard of Wagyu. That Gyu part is the meaning. So, we called it Gyu Plus for a reason. I didn't want to just offer beef, because knowing myself, there's always some other creativities that's going to come. So, we offer sandos or Japanese sandwich, rice boxes, and then our idea is also to do with bowls as well.
And where did you start this concept out, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, this came about because of what just happened with pandemic. Unfortunately, Mordeo got shut down for that, like a lot of restaurants lost its entity in that end. But for this particular one, we were depressed, and my partner, or Freddie Paloma, who just said, hey, let's do something just to keep busy. As an entrepreneur, we always like to keep busy. I mean, we do, right? Your business, our business, and to get our minds outside the stuff that we don't really enjoy. We love food. We love the talking to people, and we love creating these ideas. And it came about when an opportunity somewhere in downtown that allowed us to do a cloud kitchen. It was actually a cloud kitchen that started at 200 square feet. And you said, hey, what can we do that could be foolproof if something like this happens again, and it happened to be a cloud kitchen? So we created Sando, which is delivery, but it's just not a type of Sando. We wanted to do something special, like always, but economical in that sense. So we created a shokupan, which is a milk bread, Japanese bread, and this beautiful beef inside with what we call secret sauce in the middle, right? But it's not that secret. I mean, the classic Sandos are beef, Wagyu preferably, but we went with tenderloin because we feel that as a sandwich, we don't like when you bite. We want to have you continue with that sort of firmness and be able to enjoy. And then we put our secret sauce around the bread, right, which is our butter, right? Who doesn't like butter?
Right.
But there is that butter that gets caramelized on the bread. And not only that, we come to find out, because it is something that we created for transport, we want to make sure, I hate soggy bread. And so it actually helps that bread. And we separated the sauce, so you'll see these beautiful pipette, so it allows you to be interactive with your sandos and sandwiches.
Yeah, so you got to kind of squirt your own sauce on that.
Absolutely, have fun with it. I think that's what, to be honest, that's what the conversation when they open, it goes, the question is, what is that? I said, squirt it, right? Play with it. I mean, it's actually just a steak sauce, just to give it flavor.
So you did that. You did it as a cloud kitchen, and now you are bringing it here to Chinatown. And I should tell people that right now we are sitting in the space that was formerly Half Bird in the big Chinatown. I mean, this is, I don't know what, nobody knows the name of this actual center, but it's the center that has Golden Tiki and Partage and you know, Mas Por Favor and so many great places in here. We're sitting right now in the Half Bird space, which is not going to be Gyu. That is going to be another project of yours that we're about to talk about. But two doors down from here, that's where you're bringing Gyu Plus. That is where the sandwich shop is going. So it is on the side street, sort of facing the side. What is the name of that? Is that Wynn or
Wynn 99 Ranch is right there. It's Wynn Road. It's still in the corner, but we are tucked in the back, because I think it kind of had that feel of what is back there, right?
And it's, yeah, it's actually, so the way it goes for people that are walking down here, when you hit it, you'll hit the, with the old Half Bird space, which we're going to talk about what you're doing in there. Then you to make that left, then there's Baby Stacks, and then there's going to be Gu Plus right there.
Yeah, along the Baby Stack, which are part, you know, it's nice to have them because they have this, it kind of, it's like an ecosystem, right? There is a synergy because they're breakfast and we're going to be lunch, late night kind of deal. And so we pretty much, you could visit us on that back end of the plaza.
Okay. So in there, you're going to be selling the sandwiches, you're going to be selling the bowls, you're going to be selling salads. And then you took me back, and that'll be kind of counter service type of setup. And then you took me back. You've got a little back room back there, which right now is still under construction, but it looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we saw this space, really our intent was just to have a brick and mortar finally for Gu Plus. And, you know, we like to say you can now enjoy this concept Sando by day, and then in the back is our social lounge. So we called it Social. It'll be Gu Social, which is a hidden room, sliding door. Right now we are actually mapped it for about 30 seatings, very intimate. We want to do a more of a very casual setting, but still Japanese-inspired food, similar to what Gu, and, you know, that kind of gives you a hint that there may be some Wagyu on the skewers that you can order, but things that you can actually just sit down, unwind a little bit after a long day of work. Maybe you meet a friend that's traveling to say, hey, you know what? Let me take you a place that could be hidden. It is small, I tell you that, but the whole idea is getting there and experiencing. So that would be Gu Social.
And when will those two concepts be opening?
So right now we're targeting Gu Plus to be sometime in mid-June because of the licensing aspect. I think it has no alcohol, but we did apply for a full liquor license. So we're hoping by July, end of July, the Social will be activated.
Okay, cool. Now, before that happens, and that's going to be wild, and we're all very excited about that, but before that happens, let's move a couple steps over to a space that people know really well, the old Half Bird space, two doors down from where Gu Plus is going to be. This is right on that actual corner of Wynn Road and Spring Mountain Road, right? So this is like the hot spot. You've taken over this space. Tell me what you and your partners, tell me what you're bringing here.
So part of the Elevated Hospitality Group, as its name is, we want to elevate, celebrate some of the great talents we have in Las Vegas. To be quite frank, these are good friends of ours. They're pretty much family. We've been talking about partnering up with this husband and wife superstar in a Japanese pastry concept called Suzuya Patisserie. So we partner up. It just so happened when this space came about, we loved the area, and it wasn't really the space to put Gu, because we were thinking about, hey, why not go up front? But we like, wait a minute. We kind of like the social aspect in the back, so that works. And it just came to our lap and say, hey, let's figure out a thing. And like anything in life, right, timing, when stars are aligned and they were ready to expand their brand, and we were the right partners to convince them to work with this. And so we're elated to work with Chef Mizuzu and Chef Mike with their Susuya brand. We're calling it Susuya Cafe just to make it so you can have this wonderful experience of coffee, tea. They're wonderful 4-inch cakes that are, you know, my favorite. I tell you, if you haven't had it, it's the Tokyo cheesecake. Okay. You know, the Japanese cheesecake is a little bit lighter in flavor. I mean, in terms of density with the classic New York cheesecake, it's nothing like it. In general, all Japanese pastries are a little bit more on the savory, but not too sweet. But just the way, the artistic value that they put, what I call passion and love, we're just excited about that.
Now, if the name, to anyone listening, if the name Suzuya sounds familiar, it should. It's already one of the more respected, certainly most respected Japanese pastry shops in Las Vegas right now, I would say, given, you know, how the market has shaken out in recent years. So Suzuya, you may know, it's over there next to Fuku Burger on Buffalo Road in Warm Springs. They originally started off, I was just noting, over on Durango, a little closer to my house. But they're beloved in Las Vegas, and they have, if you've been there, you already probably probably have your favorite dishes that you want to try. But you guys, they're working on new shit, which is really cool, especially a dish that I had over at Sake Fever, which was the weirdest fucking thing I've had in a long time. It's this combination of a beignet, but it's done with mochi. So it's a mochier. What the hell are you calling that?
Well, we're all about, you know, one of our partners came up with this idea, and I said, you know what? That rings a bell. It goes with our passion of what, how do we get people to come to the place, what we call hook and pull, right? Because we know for a fact, once you get here, your eyes will be like overwhelmed. We do, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that. So how do we get? It's all about our thing. But we wanted to catch you on things. We love beignet. Who doesn't like the classic beignet, right? Café du Monde. We enjoyed that. But to me, it's like, we're not trying to be that. But mochi is such a staple when it comes to Japanese pastry. And so we created this beignet, a classic mochi beignet. It's the first, it's the original coming out of the Chinatown location, which is the Susuya Cafe. And so when we're open, we will be offering that in half a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, however you want. That is actually going to be. So it's a green tea beignet, but it's also with the powdered matcha that we put in there, so to give it. And I think it's great with coffee. And to me, it's like something that you can just, hey, I'm in a rush, get that thing in here, enjoy it on the way to work or after work.
So when is that opening? When's Suzuya going to be open here in Chinatown? Because I have to say, you know, there was another great pastry shop not too far from here, Sweets Raku, which used to be the great place for me when I wanted. I don't usually eat dessert at a restaurant, right? I go to the restaurant, then I hang out after. Then I was driving home, right? And like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever. I'm starting to get that sweet tooth, right? And Crumble Cookies already closed in my neighborhood. So like, this is perfect for jumping in and getting dessert on the way home from the strip with this location. So when are you going to be open, man?
So we're excited. We are targeting the week of May 18th. It's in between Mother's Day, week before, and then Memorial the following. But that's our objective. Let's just hope that the licensing, especially with the health department, sign off on that. But small work that we did here, just making it more conducive to the style of the Japanese up front, but the kitchen is ready to fire it up, and so we're hoping that you come say hello.
Well, cool. I see you're giving it a makeover right now. It's looking great for a place under construction, but I can't wait to see it when it's done. So thanks for giving me the preview, man, and best of luck with all of it.
Well, we're excited. We appreciate your time, and you know, like anything that we can collaborate, this is what we do, and it's a sharing the same passion that you also have.
Also, Bizarre Meat has rolled out a new $99 10-item tasting menu called The Classics, available only in the lounge and only on weeknights, Sunday through Thursdays. Chef Frank Medina told me about it in this interview.
We have decided to bring the Classics menu to the bar. Our two current tasting menus, the Jose's Way and the Ultimate Tasting Menus, they're a little bit like, I would say, long. To enjoy when you're by yourself. Sometimes you come just for a drink and you want to eat, but you don't want to order a la carte. You want to have like an experience. So that's what this menu was created for. It's pretty much what it's called, the Classics, and pretty much is like those signature dishes that Chef Jose has had on the menu since day one. Really amazing. You get the chicharron that we make in the house. You make the classic tartare, chateaubriand. And then, obviously, you can add the truffle supplements if you want to, or you can add two or three more bites from the menu if they're not on this classic tasting menu.
And what's amazing about this is the price point. I mean, at a time when everything's getting more and more expensive on the strip, and justifiably so because prices are going up, but for those people who are, you know, worried about, can I afford to do a tasting menu at one of the world's best restaurants, this is incredibly affordable. It's under $100 for 10 courses, right?
Yeah, $99. We wanted to make a value menu full of like very, very good ingredients, because everything we use here, that's the secret of this place. Like, we use very, very good ingredients. We do very little to it, you know. We touch it with fire, we touch it with salt. Pretty much everything is like that. It's a very, very simple, very high quality ingredients. It's at $99. I think it's a good way to come and meet Bizarre Meat for the first time. Sit at the bar, you by yourself, or even come with a friend, have a drink, have our cocktail program is absolutely fantastic. And then just have this this menu. I think that'll set you up for the next visit. Maybe try something else, you know.
So, Chef, what days is that available?
So the menu will be exclusively for the bar, so you cannot do it in the main dining room, and then is available every day except Fridays and Saturday.
Okay, every day except Friday and Saturday. So great, especially great for locals who are here all week long, right? And it's, you know, a lot of locals don't like to get down to the Strip, but you can come down to the Strip on a day that it's not quite as crowded to get down here. You guys have the free valet parking up front. I mean, you know, it makes it a really great deal for locals. I want to talk about a couple of these dishes that are on here and just give people an idea, because there's 10 dishes on the menu. Of course, the giant, the super giant pork skin chicharrón. Tell me about that, because that's been such a Jose Andres signature dish for so long.
So the chicharrón is like pork rinds, pretty much, that we make from scratch. We get the skins, and we get them processed, and then pretty much they're dried, and we fry them, and they grow. All the water is trapped inside, and it tries to escape, creates the steam, and then it puffs. So it's like super light, and then we serve it with a Mexican crema espuma, pretty much. So it's like a very... I don't know. It's like decadent, I would call it.
It is the world's fanciest pork rind. I mean, let's be honest, right? It's so great. And then you have the Ferran Adrià liquid olives, which are such a great dish, which I believe began at El Bulli, or at least are a tribute to El Bulli. And it goes on and on. You have the gazpacho. You've got the croquetas, which are so fantastic. For your main course, it is the Chateaubriand, though, right?
Yeah, Chateaubriand. You get about 8 ounces. For person, so if it's 2 people, you get 16 ounces. We serve this one, the Perigot sauce that we make in the house, and also have black truffles in the sauce. Okay, so.
Now, of course, that's the $99 menu, 10 courses. You're going to do your beverages on top of that. They come in. But you guys have some really cool cocktails going on these days as well, right?
Yeah, man. Like, our cocktails, our cocktail program is absolutely fantastic. I really, really love our non-alcoholic beverage. We have a non-alcoholic cocktails. The Squaring the Circle is my favorite. It's very, very nice. We actually have also one I would like to try next time you come visit. It's an oxtail consommé cocktail.
Nice. Oxtail cocktail.
Oxtail cocktail. And then it's basically, it's hot and cold at the same time. It also has cherry in it, and the oxtail consommé that we make here, the super extra clarified, and it has this egg espuma on top. It's really, really cool. I think it's very out there, but it's something that I really love. Chef Jose loves it too. I think you really like it.
I mean, that is the beauty of this place. You mix things together that don't sound like they would work. They sound absolutely insane, and then they end up being the greatest dishes. And I think that's part of the genius that is the Jose Andres Group and Chef Jose and all the people that he surrounds himself with. And that, would you say, I mean, there's a little bit of traditional on this tasting menu. There's also a little bit of that avant-garde, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think the olives is the most avant-garde thing. It's called the classics because of these are dishes that have made this place what this place is today, you know? Like, these are dishes that have been on the menu since day one, and probably will be forever until this place exists, you know? Like, they're very, very amazing. And all the techniques we use for the chicharrón, for example, it's not avant-garde per se, but it's something that is not, like, very... something you do every day. You know?
It ain't home cooking, right? It's not what people are doing in their kitchen in their house.
100%. 100% not home cooking.
Cool. Well, Chef, man, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for telling me about this. I love this new menu. I know you have a lot of other cool things coming up. You guys are going to be heavily involved with the world's 50 best restaurants. And what are you looking forward to coming up over the next few months?
I mean, it's going to be amazing. Starting of saying that it's an amazing opportunity for me, my team, and to learn, you know, to having a collaboration dinner with a chef like Kike da Costa. That's amazing. Then also in July, we have this Chibuye whiskey collaboration dinner that we're also doing. It's going to be super, super fantastic. We're doing a lot of, like, new dishes and new twists on our own dishes that we already serve in the restaurant for that dinner just for one day. So, I mean, I'm super excited, man. And the team also is like...
A lot going on. So people can find out about all those events just by going to the website or to the Sahara Hotels website?
Yes. So the Chibui dinner, it will be available. The tickets will be available on May 6th on our website. And sadly, the 50 Best Dinner with Kike Da Costa is already sold out. So, yeah, it's sold out in 20 minutes.
The news is next. This is Food and Loathing.
Here you are in Vegas, you're hungry, and the choices are endless. But do you really want to trust the crowd? You can trust Neon Feast. Restaurant recommendations from real food pros sharing where they send friends and family. All that knowledge is just a download away on the Neon Feast app. You want the strip, off strip, downtown, great views, great value? Find smart, informed restaurant recommendations on the Neon Feast app and neonfeast.com.
Mother's Day is quickly approaching. Hi, Mom. I love you. And that means you're going to be hearing a lot about brunches. One example, Yelp released its list of the 100 best brunches in America. And I'm not very often excited about things I read on Yelp, but very excited to see Toasted Gastro Brunch in the number one spot.
Really? That's awesome.
Number one
out of
100.
Good for those guys.
Good for them. Toasted is on Neon Feast's list of best brunches. It's probably the most populous choice on that list. It's a suburban place.
Yep.
It's affordable. It offers brunch 5 days a week, I think, with bottomless booze available at two local locations. Comes to us from Sam Ladicki, the man behind Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizzas. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, I had a Toasted in my hotel this past weekend in San Diego. I had a lot of meals there. Loved them all. Really good. I love Sammy. I'm trying to get him or one of his chefs on the show to talk about this honor from the people at Yelp. But for now, I just want to congratulate them, man. Bravo, my friends.
That's awesome.
Also, if you're looking for something to do on Mother's Day, I caught up with, because that's why we're talking about brunches, I caught up with Chef Nicole Brisson before she headed off for a short trip to Italy, and she told me about things that she has planned for when she returns. First on that list, a special Mother's Day brunch.
We're really excited about Mother's Day because it ends up being a lot of locals. So we're doing a similar format that we did for Easter and F1. We set up stations throughout the restaurant. It's very interactive. We set up a lot of beverage activations. We've got a mimosa station. We've got a Bloody Mary bar. We've got a pasta station. We've got a kind of ensalada raw station going on, and pastries, and anything you can imagine, charcuterie, cheese, anything moms would want. So really fun, very casual, but also feminine. So great for mothers that just want to relax and enjoy the day.
So is this an all-you-can-eat setup, or is it a la carte?
All you can eat. So yeah, as much as you want to eat, as much as you want to drink, if they include the packages, and perfect for mothers on the go that want to be in and out, or leisurely enjoy a 3-hour brunch if they want.
Cool. And what's the price on that?
Price is $85 a head, and then they have beverage packages that can be included.
And the hours?
The hours are 11:30 until 3:30.
And speaking of lists, I have my own lists that have popped up on other people's websites recently. As soon as I leave here today, I'm going to Bellagio to celebrate the launch of shortlist.com. That's spelled shortlist.com. It's run by the Hotel Cash Reward Program Guestbook. They just took all the I's out, the vowels out of it, the O's out of it, I should say, right? It surveys local experts to name their favorite restaurants, and you can find a list of 13 of my favorite places over there. Also, at visitlasvegas.com, the LVCVA asked me to put together a list of the best places to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. You can find that posted now over there. And DoorDash has published my list of, I think, 31 restaurants in Las Vegas that I like that deliver through DoorDash.
Yeah.
You'll need to run a search for that one. It's a long URL. Just search for DoorDash blog Las Vegas and you'll find it. So go check that out. Also in the news, the Ndamishowa Khan is coming to Palace Station. I'm going to admit I've never been a huge fan of the chain, but I know Las Vegans love it, so I will be happy to check it out and see if that changes my mind.
I admit I've got a couple of locations that I will repeat go to. There's a couple that are kind of eh, but as a whole, I really do like Lindo.
Okay, so I'll give him another shot. More news. Vegas Unstripped has announced the list of participating chefs for their May 18th event at the Palms. It's about 30 of them, and you can find the full list at vegasunstripped.com. I mean, I'm just looking it over. Oscar Amador is on here. John Arena, Gino Bernardo, Johnny Church, Francesco DiCaldo, Roy Elamar, Mitsuo Endo. I mean, it's just, this list goes on and fucking on and on. DJ Flores, Corey Harwell, Bruce Coleman. I've also heard about some people whose names aren't on here that are going to make surprise appearances. Steve Kessler's going to be over there. Gary Lamorte, Dustin Lewandowski, Marty Lopez, Gina Marinelli. I mean, it just goes on and fucking on and on. Ralph Perazzo is going to be there with his Snappo Razzos.
Oh, I love those.
Jackson Stamper from Ada's, Joe Swan from Mabel's, Yuri from Partage, James Trees, of course. It just, again, lots of people, so check that out.
That's amazing.
Also, a few new events announced for the Revelry Culinary Festival, which will be at Wynn around the same time as the world's 50 best restaurants in June. A couple highlights from the new announcements include a celebrity golf tournament with Thomas Keller, a dinner at Delilah with Michael Simon and Josh Smith, and a master class with the Yakitori guy. All those are on June 7th, by the way. But get more info on all the new additions, all the old additions at LasVegasRevelry.com. And of course, we have Chefs for Kids benefit this weekend.
Yeah.
Gemini, you want to share those details once again and let us know what other news you may have?
Absolutely. So chefsforkids.org is going to be your place for all of the information. You can make donations there. You can still buy tickets. The doors will open at 5:30 for a reception. We're going to have a mint julep is going to be sort of the welcome main cocktail of the night. We'll have a few different variations available at the bars over the evening. I do want to send a special shout out to Aaron Chepnick over at Nevada H&C Distilling Company. They make Smoke Wagon Bourbon. They have generously donated a few cases of their straight bourbon for the mint juleps. So I'm super happy to say that.
Good. That's a hell of a julep.
It is a hell of a julep.
I'd like me some Smoke Wagon on those rare occasions.
I know. I'm staring yeah, straight, and I can see a bottle right there. So 5:30, the reception opens. 7 o'clock is dinner. We're going to have a silent auction with all kinds of goodies from around town. We're going to have a live auction, including a package from Johnny Church. Nice. Good for 10 people in your home with wine pairings. So you guys want to get out for that. And Al and I will be hosting everything. We'll tell you how, the evening's going to go. Super excited about it. Yeah, it's the big gala that is done every year. And if you don't know, Chefs for Kids is an organization that goes through Title I schools usually. These are places where kids probably need a little bit of extra help. They could be in food deserts. And they're going out there and they're teaching nutrition and teaching kids how to buy fresh, what they can make with things, and very often sending them home with bags of stuff.
Yeah,
for their
great organization, great cause, really good people, lots of cool shit being auctioned off. You're not going to get to see me in bright festive fucking.
I was going to ask if you were going to wear a hat.
I really wanted. I mean, I went online, I started looking, but I'm like, first of all, I don't want to buy like a dirt cheap like pastel suit, right? Like, because then I'll just look cheap, you know? Like,
right.
And then the other thing is, I don't want to spend an expensive pastel suit because I'll never fucking
wear it again.
Right? So kind of got caught. But I am getting my hair colored, I think, special for this.
Oh,
so we'll
cool.
see what goes on with that.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Al has mentioned a little bit about Cinco de Mayo. He's got his list out there. Please go look that up. But I found a bunch of stuff. You know, our emails are bursting when it comes to events like this. And I don't know if I should call it a holiday, but it is an event. It is a happening, especially here in Vegas. So you can look for specials and fun things to do at the Durango, both the Bel Air Lounge, of the Bel Air Lounge, Miho, and the George will have some specials. I'm just going to skip around a little bit. Azilo Ultra Pool and Uno Mas Street Tacos at the Sahara, China Poblano at the Cosmo. Again, you mentioned Lindo Michoacan is opening at the Palace Station, so they're going to have some stuff going on. Toto Bien in the Uncommons, Baracha down at the Green Valley. I mean, there's stuff all over the valley. Red Rock Casino has both Leoncito and Rouge Room doing something. Easy's at the Proper Eats Food Hall at Aria, Ellis Island, the underground at the Mob Museum. I mean, there's just so many things out there.
Yeah, so much. So, and then, and just so people know, I mean, some of the things that are on my list, we've got things at the Tacotarian location.
Absolutely.
Special events. We've got special events at Border Grill.
Perfect.
Viva by Ray Garcia.
Yep.
You know, there's all over. There's Block Party at Fremont Street Experience.
Fantastic.
Actually, a day early if you want to go a little early. Ladies,
yeah.
Day Leticia.
Yeah, not everything is actually on the 5th.
Yeah, so there's a lot to do. Check out all those places we mentioned. Check out my list at visitlasvegas.com.
Yeah.
And is that it? Is that
about
it for this week?
Shit. We made it.
Well, thank you to all of our guests, Frank Medina, Louis DeSantos, Nicole Brisson, and Chris Decker. On behalf of Samantha Gemini Stevens and our out-of-town partner, Rich Johnson. Yes, Rich Johnson. On behalf of him and Gemini, I'm Al Mancini. Thanks for listening. Stay hungry.